So my name is Tudor, like the ruling dynasty in UK, and I live in Transylvania, Romania. I've been day gaming for half a year now. It is, I can honestly say it is a roller coaster ride with many ups and downs, but definitely worth it. As I've developed better social skills, I became good at improvising. I started understanding better how female behavior works, and also last and not least, I've boosted my self-confidence. I'm personally in this as I want to keep evolving as a real man, and after all these experiences, eventually get to settle down with the woman I desire. Thank you for listening, and if you come to Romania, let me know.
The Tom Torero Podcast, episode number 198. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Breathe a sigh of relief. My lazy bastard month of June doing sod all is over. It's the 1st of July. We are into the second half of the year. Can you believe that? 2019 is whizzing by. So I hope you had a productive first half of the year, a reproductive day game 6 months. If you didn't, then you've still got six more months to pick up the pace. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, as cheesy as that sounds. And halfway is usually when motivation flags, energy flags. So we need to stay the course. Whatever happened in the first 6 months, it's a clean slate. Onwards we go, gentlemen. And talking about onwards, what you just heard to kick off the podcast was an example of an MP3. Guys have been sending me lots and lots of MP3s. Over 30, I do believe. The guy said his name or his pseudonym, where he's from, and what day game has shown him, revealed to him, given him, what he's got out of day game. So we're putting those clips together for episode number 200. It's only 2 weeks away. So you send it to me as an MP3 attached to an email, tom@tomtorero.com, mark it episode 200, and you shall be immortalized forever, like that gentleman on the Tom Torero podcast. I said I've been lazy, I said I've been doing sod all. Well, it's been like a busman's holiday, because I've been putting stuff on the blog, some lay reports, some posts, giant Q&A. I did a giant travel Q&A, day game travel question and answer. That is now over, but there's over 100 comments on that article. So if you go to the blog, if you're interested in traveling and applying day game, meeting women around the world during the day in different cities, then lots of the common questions have been answered. And I say busman's holiday because even though I wasn't doing podcasts, I went to Asia. I went to Singapore to do my one bit of teaching for the year. Woe is me, how hard that was. And then I visited a friend nearby. I went to Rhodos in Greece for a real sod all, lie on the beach, do nothing holiday, where I was meant to be writing more of the Black Sheep Bandit book. But I achieved very little. I watched more porn than anything. Then I went to the UK. Then I was back in Finland. Then I went with Troy Francis, another sleazy seducer. We went on a road trip, a very filthy, degenerate road trip through some of the Balkan countries. So part one, if you like, of a Balkan tour. We started in Croatia and we drove up to Bosnia. And then over these huge mountains, I didn't realize in the northeast of Bosnia, you have these gigantic gorges and valleys and alpine scenery. We drove across that on very dodgy roads into Montenegro and then down to the Montenegrin coast and then back to Croatia. But I'll put all that in some kind of video diary. It was very funny. And now I'm back in Finland for a few days until next week when the Russian project part two, if you like, continues. And I'm dying to get back to Russia and speak to some hot girls. A month of not doing day game, or doing extremely little day game, has been frustrating. And it's good. You take a break, you get horny, you want to get back on it. You've got that sparkle in your eyes, that hunger to do day game, to get offline and get back with some skin in the game. And that's the topic of today. Having left my laptop behind for a lot of June, despite doing those odd things on the blog, you notice your reality change. Because now we all live in this online bubble. We experience this, if you like, hyper reality, where we live in our bubbles on our screens and we think that the world is changing or has changed. It leads to stress, it leads to some paranoia, if you like, because you create this mental model of what you think is happening in the world. But then you take some time off. I left my laptop when I did those things, and you realize when you go outside, the world is still there. The world is still beautiful. Things are still okay. Women are still very pleasant and nice. So, we're talking today about digital versus analog. In particular, if you're a fan of Tinder, online dating, Plenty of Fish, Match.com and all that stuff, and you're thinking, how does it differ from day game? What are the advantages of doing day game? I shall address it in this podcast. I would say now more than ever, we are craving analog. People are getting sentimental for the time before the internet. That's why everybody's into 80s things. And now this is hypocritical because you're listening to this podcast in a digital format. I make my living online. I was lucky enough to make day game my job because of things like YouTube and websites and online payments and all that beautiful stuff that the internet gives us. But now we are into 2019 and people have a chance to see the impact, not just the good shit that the internet brings us, but the bad stuff as well. So I notice personally, and I can only talk from my personal experience, and also someone like Troy, who I was just driving around the Balkans with, we were talking about this. Offline life. If you go outside and you do one approach, and we did a few approaches in the Balkans, you immediately feel better. You're walking around in the sunshine, fresh air, having real conversations with real girls. So day game immediately brings you back into reality. I say out of your head, into your body. So you could do some meditation, some mindfulness, some zenness, or you could just go and talk to hot girls to try and smash pussy. And on the way, you will become mindful. You will, we compared it to being on a boat. We went on this little boat tour and the guy just stopped in the bay and said, right, now you jump off. And it was quite deep, but okay, t-shirt off, jump immediately into the cold water of the Adriatic, and it wakes you up better than any virtual reality goggles or any kind of online discussion about sea swimming. You jump off the boat into the fucking sea, bang, skin in the game, wakes you up. You climb back onto the boat, you feel amazing, just through something as simple as sea swimming. And that's what day game gives you. I say it's a bungee jump into the now. You're hitting the face with reality, and we need this more and more. I certainly need this more and more. Otherwise you're just faced with screens, your laptop screen, your phone screen. Have a look at, interestingly, how many hours you spend on your phone. You can see that screen time on an iPhone. God knows how many hours I spend on a laptop. But then, not just with technology, trapped in my head thinking of what might happen. I don't often dwell on the past. I'm quite good at not doing that, but I worry about the future. I've always been a panicker, a stressful person, thinking, what if this happens? What if that happens? Rather than being in my own body, outside, talking to girls. And it's reminiscent, of course, of the film Fight Club, which starts with circle jerks of self-help groups, guys talking about their feelings, hugging each other. And then Tyler Durden says, fuck to all that. Go and get punched in the face, punch other people in the face. This is a metaphor, by the way, gentlemen. But the underground fight clubs gave the men exactly that. So our version is day game. You don't need to join an underground fight club. You could take up boxing, whatever. But day game, going outside, jumping into the situation, talking to girls, is my version of fight club. And the seed for this podcast occurred in Singapore, a very digital city, much like Hong Kong or Shanghai. And the guy I was teaching, he's done a bit of day game in the past, but he won't mind me saying he's lived his life in terms of girls and dating and sex online. He's the master at Tinder, at Plenty of Fish, whatever all these sites are. He's over the age of 40, and that's what he's been doing since all that technology came out. So he's very, very good at it. And he said, with Tinder in Southeast Asia, you know, coming up to 100 girls just through swiping. He describes it like ordering pizza They turn up, he's got his method, he fucks them, might fuck them again. He's numb to it. So, despite having a lot of success with pretty cute girls, he wanted to get back to the analog world. So walking around, talking to girls to, as he said, solve underlying issues. Because if you're just swiping and you get your system and the girls turn up and you have sex, after a while, he said, he realized it wasn't the sex he was after. Sex is great. Sex is necessary. Sex is what we think we're chasing. But what he missed was tackling, in Fight Club style, underlying issues. So broader confidence, charm, charisma, banter skills, of course, facing that initial AA. The feeling of the hunt. The lion is born to hunt. So if the lion just sits in the zoo and you order him Domino's pizzas, it fulfills that temporal hunger, but you miss that primal urge to hunt. And the pride and the satisfaction that you get through doing that. If that sounds all hippie-ish, once again, remember I'm talking about trying to smash hot pussy. All these are just side effects of doing it, but they're very, very good. I think more and more, because as more and more guys are using only Tinder and online stuff, the good news for us day gamers is that there's less competition. There's less guys in the real world having real conversations with girls. Girls are shocked by it. Girls appreciate it. Girls often say thank you for this. Girls are bowled over just by you going over and saying hello. I think you look cute. So don't underestimate the power of analog interactions. It's a bit like in sales. You could send out CVs or flyers, but nothing beats that cold calling charm of having that warmth and charisma and banter skills and being able to charm somebody into a sale. We're doing it for day game, but it applies in life. There was a great thing I saw on the beach in Rhodes. I was sitting there in a cafe trying to, or pretending to, write my book. It was quite early in the morning, and on either side of the cafe were private sunbeds. It was one of those annoying beaches where you had to pay for a sunbed, and two rivaling areas of the beach on the left and on the right. And on the right were just sunbeds, and people would choose or not choose to sit down, and then somebody would walk over and take their money. But on the left, there were these two old Greek ladies. I shouldn't say old, middle-aged women, but they'd clearly been doing this job for a long time. They were bronzed and tanned like happy lizards. Anyway, one was scanning for people coming from the car park to the beach, and she would signal to the other woman, who would then maneuver herself in front of couples, and she had great banter and persuasive skills. She was a charmer. She would do a bit of the old day game stacking. You two look like you're from Britain. You look American. Hola, you look Spanish. This way, please. She would lead them. She wouldn't even wait. She would lead them before they'd had a chance to even know what's going on. And the sunbeds on the left were chock-a-block. The sunbeds on the right, not so much. But a long-winded story to explain the power of just having human conversations. This sounds like a retarded topic, a retarded podcast, but until you've gone out and tried lots of day game, you won't realize the impact it can have very, very quickly on your short-term mental health and on your long-term mental health. Yes, there are downsides to day game too. Dangers and warnings that I put in my book, Below the Belt, if you do too much day game, or if day game is your only mission. But I found the upsides outweigh the downsides. And anyway, long story short, that's what the guy in Singapore wanted. And he was telling me about all the downsides of the world that he's lived in, the digital world of dating, like the girls being not as hot as day game girls. That's the common thing. Even though she looks hot on the pictures, she turns up and she's older. The pictures have been photoshopped. It was the special lighting. It was the filter. You can't blame them. It's a hustle. Girls are hustling for high-value guys. If you were a girl, you'd probably do it too. But that's what girls are doing online. He said they don't respect you because all you've done is a copy-paste email or a swipe. So when she's messaging you, or even when she comes on the date, there's that lack of respect. You didn't have the balls to stop her in the mall. You're just one of thousands. You're the chosen, not the chooser. I say day game is you're the chooser, not the chosen. But it's the opposite, as he said, for online. So all those tricks, he said, all those hustlers as well, certainly in Southeast Asia, when it's a con, that's not really the girl. She wants money. She's a pro, or even worse. all the things you have to figure out that you don't get in day game. She's standing there right in front of you. It's not a club, it's not a bar, you haven't got the beer goggles on, she hasn't got loads of makeup on. And no, that doesn't mean she's a good girl. It just means what you see is what you get. She's also scanning you too. So, with day game, as he quickly realized in Singapore, you avoid all those issues. He was, as I said, in his 40s, but able to get numbers off girls who were in their early 20s. So he said they were younger, he said they were hotter, he said they were less flaky. And he, in a way, enjoyed the freakouts. He enjoyed jumping into that cold water. His issue, like most of us, was approach anxiety, but he enjoyed it. He said it was like a cold shower every day. And after the training with him, he said he was really going to try to use Tinder less or go through a detox and not use it at all because he saw what was possible. So if you're one of the guys who's heavily into Tinder, then I suggest just do a compare and contrast. See which one gets you younger, hotter girls. See which one makes you feel more alive. And fair enough, if you're getting beautiful, stunning early 20s girls from Tinder and that's good enough for you, you feel satisfaction from it, then I'm not knocking it completely. And there are guys who mix it up. There are day gamers who use a bit of Tinder, but not as avoidance. They know that they can go and get laid from day game cold approach, so they top it up. They do pipelining with Tinder. There are guys who do day game and night game. They're rarer, as I've said in the past, because it seems to be a personality type. Your day gamers, your night gamers. There are guys who do a bit of everything. They dabble in everything. That's not a strategy for me. It never has been. I like the obsession, the hyper focus of getting really good at one thing. You know, getting really good at ping pong rather than tennis and ping pong. But if you want to do it, do it. These are all just funnels. But the message of today is slightly wider in that I'm saying do what gives you wider mental health benefits. Do what wakes you up. Do what makes you feel present in the moment, in the flow. All this sounds like bollocks, life coaching, self-help. But if you're applying it with skin in the game, getting punched in the face or jumping into the cold Adriatic, fair play. You are one step to feeling more alive than another 10 minutes on your phone. And another thing I did in June, not just leaving my laptop behind for long stretches, but was also blocking more and more sites on my phone. Because you find that thing, you know, when you're waiting in line or waiting for your food to come or even trying to sit on a beach and relax, every 10 minutes you check your phone. And even though there are now millions, perhaps billions of websites, blogs, articles, books, music you could listen to or read, you end up going to the same three or four websites again and again and again, and it becomes obsessive. And that's why you live in the bubble. That's where the hyper reality comes from. And good on you, you're on the tomterera.com website every 5 minutes. God bless you. But then you're living in this hyper reality of thinking the world is as Tom says, everything is to do with day game. That's why guys come up to me all over the world, whatever I'm doing, as I've said, even in the supermarket, and they say, all right mate, are you gaming now? Are you doing day game? Even if it's a completely mundane, bizarre situation, like I'm sitting down waiting for my flight, a guy will come over. Is this day game? Are you doing day game right now? And fair enough, because all he sees of me is the YouTube video, the blog, and these bloody podcasts. So he's living in my hyper reality. So that's a simple thing you can do if you have the courage. Block sites that make you stressed in a weird way. So block the sites on your laptop, block the sites on your phone. Go and do more day game because it's now July. So the students have gone. Yes, I understand that. So you need some tourist cities. There's a bit of practical advice in the middle of this inner game podcast. What are tourist cities during the summer that are very, very good when university's not there? Well, London, ironically, is fantastic in July and August. The volume of transient tourists and girls going for summer courses and people drifting through is amazing. As I said on that Q&A, it's traveling without traveling. You could meet a girl from Argentina, Sweden, Botswana, Australia, Russia, all within half an hour by really not walking very far. So London really works. New York I find to be way too hot and sticky and heavy. I won't be going back to New York in the summer. Prague. So for the Eastern Europeans, I know Prague is in Central Europe. But if you want those Eastern European tourists, and you're not a fan of going to the beach, then go to Prague or Budapest or even Munich, and you'll find a lot of Russians, the richer Ukrainians, on holiday. And it is true that you don't have to take a girl on as many dates, a Russian girl on as many dates, if she's outside of Russia. She's in that holiday spirit. Even easier if you're a fan of the beach and you've got a chiseled gladiator body like Tom Torero. You just rip off your t-shirt and girls come screaming at you. Then you want to be in the party places like Sunny Beach in Bulgaria, or Hvar in Croatia, or Budvar, where I was yesterday, in Montenegro, or Ibiza, or anywhere where you get people grinding on each other as the sun goes down, Cafe Del Mar. If that's your thing, you could do beach game, you could do promenade game like Miami and Santa Monica. Then you could do gutter game, and if you're brave, then you can go into the lounges and the clubs and do all that group game, take a wing. But no excuses now that summer's here. And walking around the cities in the Balkans, my tongue was hanging out the how little these girls are wearing. God bless skimpy clothing, and God bless promiscuity. Guys seem to think that there's something wrong with girls being promiscuous. They think there's something wrong with girls traveling. They think there's something wrong now with girls using contraception. All this weird stuff that pickup artists are starting to become really square, really dull, really conservative. No, if you're a player, you need to enjoy the fact that you like to get laid. Girls like to get laid. You like to travel. Girls like to travel. Hopefully you like contraception. You don't like the idea of millions of babies all around the world. Your United Nations from your spreading of seed around the world. But anyway, rant over. Let's get back to the topic of analog and now being the best time ever to be a player. Troy and I discussed this a lot as we were driving around. And people moan and say, you know, it's got worse and whatever, women have got worse and everything's depressing and nihilistic. Even pickup is saying, you know, enjoy this decline as the world slides into hellfire and destruction. Well, we jokingly, every time we saw something beautiful, said, enjoy the incline. Enjoy this upward struggle, but enjoy this smooth progress upwards as the world is just so beautiful. You've got budget air. Troy flew off yesterday to Berlin. I flew cheaply here to Scandinavia. You got your phone. We had that in our pocket, which we were booking accommodation on. We were using it for maps. We were using it for music. As I said, girls becoming more open-minded, even in some of the countries where it was pretty religious. So thank God for promiscuous girls. Unlimited food. We had way too much food and got a bit fat. But as I've said in other podcasts, you walk into a supermarket, fuck me, all that food, 10 different types of milk, 20 types of bread, and you're moaning that the world is tough. Shame on you. Come on, enjoy the incline. And in terms of being a player, as I said, the more those guys are online and moaning, the more they're using Tinder and online, you just need to walk around the city and even say hello. Put out your hand, introduce yourself. If you're scared to go direct, start indirect. But you'll feel that rush of blood to the head when you go direct. You look really nice. That's right, you listening to this podcast look really nice. Have a lovely day. See? It's that easy. You feel good. She feels good. Welcome to the analog life, my friend. And it's so portable. We went to 4, 5, maybe 6 cities, and in the second or the third city we went to, I couldn't stand it anymore, and I said to Troy, mate, I got to open. I meant to be on a month off, but I got to open. So I did, and this is not boasting, this is just how good day game can be. I did one approach. I must have been super horny. She saw the animal eyes. It was good. Troy got it on film. Then I texted her. I went out with her, and I sat there just thinking, this is so portable, right? I was having a nice sunny walk. We had had an ice cream, talked to a girl. That evening, you're sitting there drinking with her. So much better than being in the dark, swiping in your pants, still stuck in your head, getting frustrated with these online girls that perhaps play games. When you go outside, you realize that girls are lovely. Girls are beautiful. it's not this bubble that you might think of because you're reading too much about politics or you're reading too much about one country in the world. Remember, the world is a big place, and it seems to be doing just fine. I wanted to mention here, actually, one of the questions on the Q&A. A guy said about using day game skills for meeting guys. And that's linked with this getting offline, because you might be chatting to guys in comments and DMs and forums and whatever, but that's no replacement. So now guys are wising up to this and thinking, move this conversation offline. So meet these guys for real, work out which ones are just keyboard PUAs, work out which ones are relatively normal. Day game is a great equalizer. It's a great way of meeting guys. All the guys I travel with, well, pretty much all of them, I've met through day game. Some have been students, some are guys that have come up to me on the streets, some are guys that I've met through Wings of Wings. They know your game, you know their game, and it starts off as chasing girls, but very quickly, like with Troy, you get into travel, then you share musical tastes, then you share movie tastes, then you talk about much wider things, then you sit there in the evening and have a good conversation with a guy. This is very, very, very important, perhaps more important long term than the banging. Now, I'm not saying go your own way, of course. Use the day game skill to bang lots of hot girls. But then remember, it's transferable. So all the skills you've learned from day game about opening strangers, exchanging contact details, no, this is not gay game, but it's the perfect time to get offline and realize how cool it is to sit there and have a conversation with a guy, travel with a guy, and sure, do day game along the way. And this is happening more and more, not just in the pickup community, but you see it with people returning to analog. Not just having that nostalgia for the 80s, that last generation that I was lucky to grow up in before the internet hit, but with live music, with events outdoors, with people going into nature. People are fed up. People have realized that this hyper reality bubble is fantastic, of course, many, many upsides, and once again, I would be a hypocrite to say that the internet isn't fucking amazing, but people are now very wary of what it does to your mental health. And if you've created content for a long time, if you've been a vlogger, God forbid, you very quickly realize, 2 years max, what just living online does for you. So, this podcast is not about rejecting the internet, but it's about saying it's a tool. And ultimately, you use it to enrich your offline life. I shall finish with a quote, or rather a short story, from the writer David Foster Wallace. God rest his soul. And in his address, I think this was a university address, which has become slightly cheesy. It's overquoted, but the original text, if you can find it, is great. It's called "This is Water." And he's talking about this, the struggle to keep reminding yourself that you're alive, to keep reminding yourself not to exist in your head. And the metaphorical story he starts with is this. He says, there are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way, who nods at them and says, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim on for a bit. And then eventually one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What the hell is water?" So the speech ends by David Foster Wallace saying, "This is water. This is water." The hardest thing to do, to remind yourself that you are in bodily form with bodily functions. So day game is the shortcut. Believe you me, if you've not tried it, go and try it. You'll get an amazing rush. You'll be back into the world. And if it leads to you banging, then hallelujah. But there we go. That was podcast 198. I'm telling you what I've got from day game, and there's the plug for you sending me an MP3 for episode 200. It's got to be under 60 seconds. It's your name or pseudonym.